A Real Place Called Heaven. Audiobook by Ashish Raichur. A Real Place Called Heaven. My mother went home to be with Jesus on December 25, 2000. My dad, sister, and I, with a few others, were by her side during her final moments here on earth. It was about 4:30 p.m. Each breath she breathed came as a result of great effort. Then slowly, like a flickering candle about to go out, her breathing gradually became weaker and weaker. Cancer had eaten into her lungs, and there was nothing more the doctors could do to help her recover. In those final moments, with her hand in mine, I prayed in the Spirit. The words of our Lord Jesus, "I am the resurrection and the life," immediately came to my mind. I knew what the rest of the verse said, but I did not want to dwell on it. I did not want to accept the fact that my mother was dying. I prayed, "Jesus, you said you are the resurrection and the life." I repeated that over and over. I was hoping that by a miracle my mother would live. But within minutes, she was gone. With tears streaming down our cheeks and choked voices, we tried to sing the chorus, "He is Lord, He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord." In the days that followed, I read many of the scriptures that describe death and the life hereafter. I made a choice to believe what the Bible teaches us about death and heaven. These words brought great strength, comfort, peace, courage, and hope. I share some of these with you in this book. All of us, at some time or the other, will come face to face with death and the passing away of a loved one. My prayer is that the Word of God that brought us comfort will do the same for you in your hour of need. Every human being will die once. The Scriptures teach us in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 that it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment. This eliminates reincarnation, the idea of cycles of birth, death, rebirth, with opportunities to make amends for the sins of the previous life. Every person goes through this life just once, faces death, except for those who will be caught up, as mentioned in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 17, and then steps into eternity. We are eternal beings. Our present physical bodies are just temporary residences for the eternal part of us, our spirits and souls. Death is simply a separation. The eternal, our spirits and souls, leaves the temporary, our bodies, at the time of death, James chapter 2, verse 26. The spirit and soul of a person will continue to exist, either in heaven or in hell. Life after this life. John chapter 11, verses 25 to 26. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" As people who believe the Bible, we are assured that death is not the end. Those who die believing in Jesus will live. When a believer in Christ dies, that believer's soul and spirit go to be with Jesus in heaven. That person's body seems lifeless, but that person is still alive. That person is merely living in a different world. A world that we cannot normally look at. One day, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus, and the dead in Christ will rise first, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 14 and 16. That is why the Bible refers to death as sleep, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 13 to 15. From our natural perspective, because the dead body is inactive, as is the case when a person is asleep, so also death is considered as sleeping. Soon, when the day breaks and the Lord Jesus, who is the Son of Righteousness, and the light of the world comes, those who have died will awaken out of their sleep, with new resurrected bodies. Since we are convinced that there is life after this life, both presently and in the resurrection, we do not sorrow as others who have no hope. We know beyond a shadow of a doubt that our loved ones who have died in Christ are alive and well this very moment. Their physical bodies will surely be raised, and we will see them. This death, this separation, is only temporary. stepping out of earth, stepping into heaven. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 1-8. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation which is from heaven, if indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. When people die in Christ, their spirits and souls leave the earth and enter heaven. They have changed residence. They have exchanged their earthly home for a heavenly one. They have checked out of earth and checked into heaven. In this earthly house they groaned, faced all kinds of hardships, pressures of life, challenges, suffered persecutions, battled sicknesses, and so on. But the instant they died, they left all these miseries behind and stepped into life in heaven. They are absent from this world, absent from our midst, and absent from their physical bodies. However, they are present in heaven, they are present with the Lord, they are present in their eternal home, a house not made with hands. To depart is far better. Philippians chapter 1 verses 20-24. According to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor, yet what shall I choose I cannot tell. For I am hard-pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. In view of the above fact, for us believers, to die is gain. To depart and be with Christ is far better. Death is not a defeat. Death is not a time of despair. Death is an entry into something that is far better. Something that is more glorious than our finest hour on earth. Our loved ones who died in Christ are now experiencing things we have never experienced. Yes, their absence is felt after their departure. Our heart misses their company, their fellowship, and the times we shared. But that pain and longing is just something we experience. Our loved ones, on the other hand, are experiencing great joy. They are in the presence of Christ. Looking at their departure from this perspective should cause us to lay our personal sorrow aside and rejoice in their joy, in their gain. Heaven is a wonderful place. John chapter 14 verses 1-2. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. John chapter 17 verse 24. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. Most of us who believe in Jesus may never have seen the Lord and heard his audible voice. We may have only felt his presence, experienced the leading of his Spirit, tasted the good word of God, and the power of the age to come, Hebrews chapter 6 verse 5. However, the moment believers in Christ die, they go to be with Jesus. They are where he is and can see his glory. They enter into the place that the Lord Jesus has prepared for them. They are clothed in garments of white, Revelation chapter 3 verse 5. They see the heavenly creatures worshiping and giving glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, Revelation chapter 4 verse 9. They join in this unending worship. They meet with the millions who have gone on before us. And there is so much more, both what we know and what we do not know, about the glories of heaven. Our loved ones, who have departed in Christ, are in heaven, a wonderful place. Comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 16 to 18. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore comfort one another with these words. One of the primary reasons for the Lord to reveal truths about death, heaven, resurrection, and the life hereafter is for us to be people of hope. With this hope founded on the Word of God, we can comfort one another. These scriptures have been given so that we can be comforted, that is, strengthened and energized to continue in the work of the Lord, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 58. However, we cannot draw from and experience the comfort of the scriptures if we do not choose to believe in them and act upon them. We need to conform our thinking, our believing, and our behavior to what the scriptures teach us. Some of us, in times of grief, prefer the sympathy of men rather than the comfort of the scriptures. We enjoy the attention we receive and the sympathetic gestures people make. However, people cannot continue providing their sympathy forever. And when this stops, we feel that no one cares and no one understands what we are going through. However, the truth of the matter is that we are at fault. We have a weakness for depending on the sympathy of people instead of depending on the comfort of the scriptures. We must overcome this weakness. We must discipline ourselves to meditate on God's word and draw strength from him and his word. Unanswered questions. Often, at times like these, there are many questions that can arise and remain unanswered. Why did someone die so young? Why did they have to die of sickness, in an accident, or through some other calamity? Why were they not healed, protected, or delivered by the power of God? Why? 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 The questions can seem endless. As we mature in our walk with God, we will learn to accept the fact that there are many questions that will remain unanswered on this side of heaven. Of course, we can always attempt to provide answers like lack of revelation knowledge, lack of faith, and so on. But all these answers are, at best, an attempt to provide an answer, and we do not know for sure. Each situation is unique with many variables, and so much unknown to us. For now, we know in part, but then when that which is perfect has come, we will know just as we are known, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 10 and 12. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 29 that the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. It is wise to accept the fact that we may never have definite answers to such questions. However, we must continue to live by the things that we do know. While we are still here on earth. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 9 to 10. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Those who have died and gone on before us have left us their life's testimony. They have done what they could for the kingdom of God. And today, perhaps, they are looking down from the galleries of heaven on us who are still running life's race. We must therefore make it our aim to run with endurance the race that God has set before us. We must endeavor to be pleasing to him in everything we do. We cannot remain in our place of sorrow or grief. We must arise from the place where we bid farewell to our loved ones and keep moving on in the call of God. For one day, we along with those who have gone ahead of us in Christ, will stand before the Lord to receive according to what we have done for his kingdom here on earth. May all, who have gone on before us, find us faithful. This audiobook has been produced and distributed by All People's Church and World Outreach, Bangalore, India. For free books and audiobooks, please visit apcwo.org/books. For free teaching sermons, please visit apcwo.org/sermons. All free resources from All People's Church may be shared and distributed freely.